So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
Watching Hulk gameplay. This is early access.
No,
the thing,
right. Does that look like Hulk on your screen? Is he green?
I misspoke. All right, Jesus. Let me breathe.
We're just immediately on your nuts.
I get Mr. Fantastic, Mr. Invisible. What's the
Mr. Fantastic?
I get them and Mr. Incredible. Woman? All confused.
Yeah. Mr. Incredible, the guy in the red.
Suit? Dude, I'm not a superhero guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not either, but that's funny.
And I'm retarded, so.
Well, there's that.
There's that part. But yeah, isn't this early access? This isn't actually out yet.
No, I think it comes out on the mid-season patch, which should be the 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
2 days from now?
Yes.
Wow. Did you guys hear about the patch leaks?
No. I don't know. All I care about is, for the love of God, nerf Moon Knight's ultimate.
Yeah.
That thing needs to get adjusted.
I don't know if that was in the leak, but Cloak is getting a nerf.
Really?
With the ultimate is getting a nerf, I think.
The ultimate's weak. Or maybe they're just adding...
pretty good.
I were to guess, the only thing I think that they might nerf is how quickly she gets it. That's probably a reasonable nerf, I think. But I would be pretty surprised if they did anything to the strength of it or the impact of it, if that makes sense.
It was either that or like reducing how far, you know, she does like those four. Like maybe it doesn't go as far, so maybe your like area won't be as big.
Interesting.
Let me see. Max sent me the link. These are leaks though, so I don't know how like...
Well, I would imagine the leaks are probably true at this point. It's only like a couple days away.
I don't know if people like look at the code and somehow find this stuff. I have no idea.
Damn, the Thing character, he looks huge. Like, he looks like he's impossible to miss. Yeah, I saw there's like some adjustments that they were making. Like, I think Strange is getting a little bit less health.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Damn, 700 health?
Yeah, 700 is a lot.
I think Strange is going from 650 to 600 or something.
I feel like the thing, like, watching this, he doesn't do that much damage on, like, anything that he's doing except for this power-up punch. That's, like, a good amount. Like, that didn't do anything.
Well, like, displacing enemies, I think, is a reasonable tactic. Because when you... I'm assuming, like, the combo that you do is you do the charge, you displace the enemy, and then when they're in the air, you charge up your punch, and then when they land, you fucking...
I don't know. I feel like no one's standing still like that, though. Like, in-game, I'm jumping around, moving, trying not to...
Well, I think... What I've noticed is that the characters... It's almost like they're stronger against certain characters and weaker against certain characters. Mm-hmm. And to me, when I look at the Thing, I think that he's strong on tank v tank battles.
I can see him doing good, like against, like I said, Groot's walls or even Punisher's turret.
Punisher's turret. That's very interesting.
Like just sprinting at it, and it's like that would do some damage, hopefully.
Hmm. You're not switching your main ever. You're just going to be Moon Knight until you die.
Oh, I switched up. On competitive, I've been playing a lot of Cloak.
Ooh, there you go.
Dude, if you want heals, you got to do it your damn self. If you want to... Me, Rob, and Max were playing competitive. Was that Friday or Saturday?
Over the weekend.
Yeah,
we played
some games. Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
What rank did you guys get to?
Whatever the highest one is.
One above all.
Meat Rider, yeah. What is it? It's fun.
It's
more serious, you know.
Yeah, no, I think that the competitive playlist is pretty well done. I mean, similar, like, the quick cues and stuff, but yeah, I mean, you just gotta... I don't know what level it's at, but you just gotta somehow not get goofballs. It's like, if you get, like, a cooperative team, I think the game is, like, actually really fun.
We were playing just the three of us, so, like, three randos, but you could definitely see how, like... Obviously, communication is huge.
Yeah.
And if you had four, five, six people together, like, huge difference.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Huge difference, for sure.
I didn't know Max isn't on a PC. He's a Xbox guy. Yeah. Xbox guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather play competitive now. I don't even want to play.
Well, I was telling...
Pubs are gay, dude.
No, I know, I know.
It's not fun anymore.
Because I was telling James and Max, I'm like, dude, we get more sweaty lobbies in quick play than we have in, like, the seven rounds we play competitive that day.
Yeah.
Quick play is also a dice roll of, like, you'll get stomped... And then it'll swing the other way where you're just, like, shitting on people.
Dude, he can throw
Competitive
people?
Is way tighter.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
This is his team up with Wolverine.
Yeah, it's the
they
same.
They kiss each other?
It's the same thing as Hulk. It's literally the exact same thing where he can, like, throw him.
That's weird.
I don't know what that rock thing is, though.
What the fuck is that? No way. That is so stupid. Maybe it's good in real life. I don't know. So Cloak, Luna, Snow, and Invisible Woman will have to wait longer for their ultimates.
That is a good nerf. The support ults do come alive way too fast.
The Iron Fist, Magic, Iron Man, and Captain America are getting buffs.
Okay.
So they're changing Iron Fist to be less of a... They're saying he's shifting away from an assassin type and more to, like, a brawler, like Wolverine.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Really?
Yeah.
So less...
A little slower.
Yeah. Dude, he's too fast. If you go up with someone that can use them... I've used them a few times, and I'm like, holy shit, how did I do that?
But the punches are so fucking fast, I don't know what to do.
I do like his self-healing.
Yeah. So fuck me, Max, we just call him General So. Iron Man's getting a deadlier energy beam. Cap will have faster shield throws.
Damn. I mean, Iron Man teamed up with Hulk, I've seen, is very, very strong. So that's very interesting.
I think Iron Man's decent, honestly.
He is. That ultimate
totally
is
usable.
Crazy.
Yeah. It does move at 1 mile per hour, but yeah, when it hits...
You can see it coming, you're like, I'm just going to move this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't tell you how many times I've been on point and just that guy just rips an ult and gets a three-piece.
What did he say? Pulse? What is...
I don't know.
It's like energy pulse. And he shoots his fucking...
His load?
Jarvis load, yeah.
Drake drops it. Yeah, it's a serious one.
We were playing... I was playing a lot of Rocket this weekend. That was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Rocket's fun. I like his mobility. He's fun. Just climb up the walls real quick. If you get really good at his movement, he can be really annoying to play against.
I don't like his weapon, but his healing and his team up, like, with Winter Soldier and Punisher, and then his, like, team buffing. Like, you know, we're trying to move cart and we're trying to make, like, a push. Plop down the
Z-pack?
Yeah, whatever his ult is that makes everyone, like, stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Makes a big difference. He's a great team player, for sure.
Yeah. No, you got to have one of the boys go Punisher, and then, you know, you lock in the raccoon.
Yeah. I played Squirrel Girl last night. I never played her before.
Hey. She's not bad.
No.
She's kind of a noob character, but she can fry.
Oh, yeah. She's easy to use. Like.
She's super easy to use.
And the fucking squirrels are so overpowered. The fucking...
Dude,
Stampede!
Sometimes they have a mind of their own, though, and they just go wherever the fuck they want. But
they go where you point them, but yeah.
Yeah.
But they bounce off stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow they one-hit me. Whenever
it's me.
I can never jump over.
They just do a U-turn and just bop you.
Yeah.
Then she's like, hey, my friends are here. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I definitely remember playing some quick play lobbies with you guys and just absolutely cooking with Squirrel Girl. Yeah.
like you said, taking advantage of the certain maps, taking advantage of bouncing and ricochet and stuff like that.
Yeah, really like the narrow, like the narrow flat ones are like, yeah, I think are the good ones. What? Or especially like any, and then if you're certain maps like where there's like defense and you can there's like a downhill, those are other really good ones too.
Anywhere where enemies funnel a lot, like really good.
Yeah.
This team has me overpowered.
The storm. Storm is already
Storm's so, cracked.
Yeah, so all of a sudden really good.
I'm seeing Storm in like every fucking lobby now.
It's because she's a strong ass character. She basically can't die. She can't die in her ult, which is so annoying.
And she moves fast as fuck in her ult. Like some ults like kind of move slow.
Yeah.
Hers feels like it's just like whoosh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, she's fucking invincible when she's doing it.
Yeah.
But she, if she can do the fire tornado with the human torch, dude.
But does that do any different damage?
Or I'm assuming it's a certain buff, but I wonder how much the buff is because it's already super strong.
We were just talking about how we got to take advantage of team ups more often. Yeah. Like, especially when it comes to Rocket and Punisher or...
Because, yeah, you went Rocket, I went Punisher, and then we just chilled, like, closer towards the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the obvious good one is the Rocket, Punisher...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The full auto, no reload.
Yeah, no, the no
insane.
Reload. Dude, you know what's even more OP is doing it with the shotgun out in a close combat? Oh, my God, the shotgun will just... cook people.
Really? Yeah, I guess up close.
Yeah, I would, if you haven't done that one, like you will fry people, because if you have a healer that's like healing you while you're on the Z-pack and you have the shotgun out and anyone close range, you're gonna fry their shit.
Yeah, healers make a big fucking difference, dude.
Well, how many games did we play competitive where no one wanted to be healer?
No one wants to heal.
Dude, I think
one person might play cloak and then that's it, like maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting though because the healers are actually strong in this game. They're not.
No, none of them are getting buffs. They're all like statistically they're all really high pick rate.
You were getting more kills as a healer than other people were.
Yeah. When I was playing Mantis, I put up like 18k damage, 18k heals.
Oh my god.
Going ballistic.
Yeah, we
she
were
can do a shit ton
we
of
were
damage.
Going off.
Yeah. Rocket can do like 30k heals, like it's not that hard.
Yeah, the other one that I've seen or that's interesting is, and it's not a character that gets played a lot, is the sniper rifle girl. I forget her name.
Black
She's
Widow?
Getting a buff, I think.
Black Widow with the Mantis power up, she one shots people in the head with her rifle.
It's so not a fun character to play if you've ever played it.
Yeah.
Well, you just see some lady in the background. And I'm like, what is she doing? Boom. Oh, what was that? And you're like, oh, she just got done from this girl.
Dude, that character and then the Hawkeye character, I feel like I've gotten just absolutely beaten
by the Hawkeye. Yeah, I've been one-tapped by him, too.
If you're playing Duelist or whatever, he can totally one-hit you in the face.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, what just happened? You watch that, you're like, there's no way.
Rob, am I seeing this correct? Is this a new tattoo here?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Which one?
Let's, is that the whole thing right there? I mean, yeah, come on, pull up the sleeve.
Is that for Emmy?
No. That's just an M.
Maria.
For Maria?
And she has an R.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Just going to be... When are you going to be sleeved up, bro?
Shit. Trying to get some money first.
The way my bank account's set up.
Money and ideas. That's really the big issues. Knowing what you want to get.
Maybe like a rival's tattoo? Or like-
Psh, I might.
The Moon Knight.
The Moon Knight. The Ankh.
The Moon.
The Moon haunts you. I'm doing it for Khonshu.
Eat my Ankh.
Yeah. I'm not so much getting over using him, but I kind of am.
Doesn't that get boring?
It does.
Dude, I don't know, man. Those Ankhs are ridiculous.
Hopefully those are getting nerfed because that shit is fucking crazy.
They definitely need... I would love to see the Ankh cooldown to be a lot higher than it is right now.
I think once you guys start ridiculous. Using him constantly, you're like, don't ever change his character.
No, I know. He's too good. We think he's so good that he's better than all the other DPS characters. If other teams are not like on top of Ankh's, the damage you can do is unfucking believable.
I mean,
and they
times,
never are.
Apparently, yeah.
There's times where we were playing against a Moon Knight, and I see an Ankh, and everyone's just standing next to it, not paying attention. I'm like, destroy it, or else you're all getting beamed.
Yeah, there's some cheeky, I mean, like, especially like the expert players, there's some like cheeky spots where you're like, you don't even know where the fuck it is, and your
health bar is just going down.
Just getting obliterated. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, depending on where you are, I'll put it above like the walkways, like as you're coming in, because no one's gonna look up.
Yeah,
dude, in the very limited time that I've played Moon Knight, which is not a lot, like I had some character dive on me. I literally threw a fucking Ankh at the ground and just melted
somebody. One boomerang at it, and then just like, and they're dead.
Yeah, and I'm just like, all right, sucker, see ya. Like, you thought you were gonna get me. Yeah.
And you double jump backwards, throw the Ankh, and then just toss a couple at it, and dude's cooked.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Even like when Jeff gets you and tries to spit you out, you just double jump and glide back in.
Broken. The moon haunts you.
I do like the new way to play Jeff is when you swallow everyone up, you just jump, you just kill yourself off the map.
Oh yeah,
that's like the only way, because everyone's just gonna double jump back in or somehow find their way back.
I think you have to just be aware of the characters that you're swallowed.
Yeah, I mean, if the other team's on point and you can get 3, 4, 5, 6 of them and commit suicide,
I'm just jumping.
That's gonna make a big difference.
The thing is, like, kill. If you swallowed like a Luna Snow and I don't know, like a Strange, or no, maybe a Magneto, it's like there's no mobility with those characters. Like, you can just spit them off. But yeah, I mean, if you swallow like a Storm or like, you know, an Iron Man, it's like, yeah, I mean, you might as well just kill yourself. And it tells you what characters you swallowed.
Yeah.
It's weird to me you can swallow teammates.
That's fucked.
If you kill yourself, do they die?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucked.
Same thing if you spit them off the map, they're still gonna die.
That's so lame, honestly.
We're watching riveting gameplay of The Thing and what is the other guy? Is it flaming
Human game? Torch.
Human Torch.
Oh, it's a new map.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Oh, that Doctor Strange portal's dead. Nasty.
I saw one where a dude set up portals and Punisher set up his turret into the portal and out onto the point.
Yeah.
So like just spraying through a portal like in spawn still. Pretty crazy.
I've seen that tech before. That's interesting.
I think he's gonna get ate up right here.
Oh, you can like kind of double jump or whatever that is.
Yeah, I haven't seen this map.
It's new. My coworker is telling me he saw someone playing Strange put a portals on both the exit points for the other team, like on one on each side, so if, even if they left, they would just go back in. So they just had to sit there till the portals disappeared.
That's so annoying. Now they're usually trying to set it up so you jump off the map.
Yeah.
Cheeky little fucker.
I hate the people who just float above.
That's what every time I play Iron Man or Storm, they're just like up high.
Yeah.
Easy if you're Punisher or Hela or something to just like focus them.
Yeah,
they're not strong, but
yeah, from what I've seen too with the Storm though, it's interesting because her left click or her primary, it like it will go through the enemy, so it's actually almost better if you're like more level, if that makes sense.
Take advantage of, like,
because you can get like collateral damage in a way.
A Storm, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never played her before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like in the lobbies that we get, it's kind of like, because you really do need heals, like, and if you don't have like a healer that's like kind of focusing you, then you'll just get cooked. You'll get cooked by Star-Lords and Punishers.
Dude, a good Star-Lord is a fucking problem.
Yeah,
his mobility makes him so fucking hard to hit.
Yeah.
If you're taking advantage of all of his movement and shit, he can do crazy damage.
Especially if they have good map awareness, they know where the health packs are, then, yeah, they, you know, they
know what's up. And his ult is crazy. Like, it's a good character. He's too fast for me.
Oh, my God. That Storm ult.
He throws what, tornado?
It's so interesting because you both have, so from what my understanding is that the Torch and the Storm both have to ult at the same time.
Basically.
Whoa.
So I was like, damn, like two DPS ults. It's basically like if you really want to cook them. So I know it's a little silly, but I did want to let the fellas know that I got you guys belated Valentine's Day gifts.
Oh,
the fart.
They're under the sofas, like on the floor. They're in black boxes.
Like where we sit?
Yeah.
Is that like Oprah? Are we all getting
in
the car?
No. For you, it's like go towards your backpack and then under.
I don't feel anything. It's like your mic.
Oh, wow.
Where the fuck is it?
Nice.
Here, hold on.
It's like his little mic thing, just here fucking... I think there's something wrong with your couch.
Yeah.
Take off the panties.
Just pull
it's
them
a, it's
I just
a magnetic
the,
box, so...
Pull them to the side.
It's a...
I only got one hand here.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's a magnetic box, so...
Magneto! What? Shit!
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you fellas be my grooms?
I don't have anything in mine.
Yes, sir.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just a bunch of... it's a pile of doo-doo.
Oh, that's weird.
I think Hazel took a shit in here or something.
I got both of you. I wanted to do like personal gifts, like not just something like a toiletry bag or anything, a flask. I just think that's kind of cheap. So I wanted to get you guys like actual things that you would probably use. So
I could
James,
definitely use this.
Yeah, this is awesome,
James,
man.
I got you a cologne because I know how much you love cologne. Rob, I did not get you something, but your gifts didn't fit in the box, so that one's on me. But shit. I'm gonna go get your gift right now.
Better be 12 inches.
Thank you. That's hilarious. I didn't see that coming.
That's funny. Of course. Shit.
So.
All right.
Bass Pro, brother.
So, Rob, I got you the Bass Pro care package here.
Nice. Appreciate it.
So, got you the little lid there. Got you a little Smith & Wesson knife.
All right.
And got you a gun cleaning kit.
Ooh. Nice. Because I can't put that on.
I was like, oh man, like I don't know if he has a gun cleaning kit. I was like, you probably have gun cleaning tools, but I was like,
hell,
you know,
yeah.
Nice.
Just went to Bass Pro, got you some stuff.
Sweet, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Nice, very cool.
You guys didn't say yes or no, so I'm a little.
No, yeah, yes,
yeah, we did.
Yeah,
oh,
we
okay,
said yes.
Hell yeah, let's go, dude. Two grooves locked out. Let's go, baby. Boom.
Yes, sir, baby.
Hell yeah.
Lock it in.
Is it okay to ask your sister for help for your bachelor party?
We're taking shots.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no, I do a little bit of shopping.
Shit.
Got the fellas some stuff.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I didn't see that coming.
No, not at all.
Hell yeah. It's what it's all about. Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, what do? It's like you give your buddies a phone call. Like, do you fucking like get them all matching gifts? I was like, nah, dude, I'm just going to get them stuff that they might actually use.
Yeah,
definitely more personal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stinky and Rob's dirty.
Yeah, no, very much looking forward to it. Happy to have you guys a part of the groomsmen group.
Of course.
It's time to suit up, as they say.
Is it a Rivals-themed wedding?
No, it's not a Rivals-themed wedding.
I can't
wedding.
Go as Moon Knight? What the fuck?
Imagine,
a white suit?
Imagine Rob in the white cloak.
James, are you going as?
Squirrel Girl. Squirrel.
I don't want to say Cloak, but
plays a lot of girl characters, honestly.
Who's got the fatty?
Squirrel Girl's thick for no reason.
Those shorts are wide, brother.
These developers held nothing back when creating these people. The dudes jacked. Mm-hmm. The women stacked.
They're fit for sure.
Dudes are jacked and women are stacked.
Is that a lion? What the hell is that thing? Is that the squirrel?
No, that's the convoy.
That they're escorting?
Oop. Ooh. Danny got ate up.
There's no way to escape that.
Yeah, that all looks crazy.
Yeah, it's... That thing is crazy.
Why are they playing competitive?
Yeah, how are we supposed to play competitive? Who are you playing with?
Dude, I'm just going to be healer. I don't know. I like to fill. I've been trying to get better at tank just because I want to feel comfortable on every role. But and what I notice, especially in Arulo, that dude, like, nobody's good at tank.
Yeah, it's hard.
And that's like such an important role, just staying alive and actually like holding it down.
What have you been playing? Who?
Mainly, if I go DPS, I try to play Star-Lord or Punisher.
As tank.
As tank, Magneto or Strange are kind of the two I tend to focus and be. Yeah.
They look kind of hard. I don't really know what to do. Yeah. But they look fun if you get the right healers. Like,
yeah, it's a little bit different because with tank you have to like melee. You can't, if you just use your primary, you're never gonna do enough damage. So it's like you have to like primary melee, like shield, you know, and then just stay alive, you know, stuff. That's just what I've noticed. I mean, I feel like every time I'm tanked though, I'm terrible. But you see, like, whenever you watch these like videos of streamers or like just like high elo competitive matches, you notice that the tanks cook. The tanks are really like, they do tons of damage and they absorb a lot of damage and they're just so useful, like having a good one.
Huge asset for sure.
Yeah, like Max likes to play Penny. Dude, he's putting numbers down.
Yeah, he's good at Penny.
Like 50-1 or 50-0, and I'm just like, what? And that's like me and James healing him the whole fucking time.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is such a shame that we can't queue competitive together.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, yeah, I mean, I was asking the fellas for a while. I was like, when are we going to play comp? But then when we found out that we couldn't play together, I was like, oh, man.
You think that'll ever change?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't see why it would. I guess you guys all just have to get PCs at this point. I mean, because that's way cheaper than me getting an Xbox, right?
One person getting one Xbox. You can hook up a mouse and keyboard to an Xbox.
Oh, really?
Like, no problem, yeah. It's a Windows-based machine, so you just put in the USB for your mouse and one for your keyboard. Seamless.
That makes no sense though. Like, why, what's, if that is the case, then why? Well, because I've seen it too where people play controller on PC.
Yeah.
So like, why wouldn't, like, what's the reason why they wouldn't allow crossplay for competitive?
I don't know. It's not a mouse and keyboard thing, then I would assume, like you said, if I think a lot of people low-key play controller PC.
Yeah,
I think a decent chunk is out there. I'm not saying the majority by any means, but there's probably like 10% out there.
Because I feel like that's like the Call of Duty thing to do.
Yeah, because then you can get the 4K 120 frames or whatever.
Yeah,
but then you get the comfort because, you know, a lot of kids grow up playing fucking Xbox.
Yeah,
controller. But yeah, I don't know. I tried playing some games on mouse and keyboard on my Xbox. I don't like it. I'm trash.
You're terrible.
And honestly, I sit at work on a mouse and keyboard all day, and like the last thing I want to do is come home and sit on a mouse and keyboard. I don't like it.
You want to feel the sticks on your fingies.
That's what I'm used to. The elite controller.
You guys aren't scuff gamers?
I just have the basic controller.
Oh, you guys aren't about it.
Did you guys ever have modded controllers back in the day?
No.
The
no.
full auto one? Me either. I wish I did.
No.
Well, good, because I would have told on you.
That's like PS3 days.
Yeah.
People. It's like Modern Warfare 2 days. You have a modern controller? No, I don't. You're just trash.
You're just trash.
Playing the tanks that like shield a lot does not look fun to me. Like playing Strange, where you're just like, or Magneto, like
miming it
doesn't
everywhere.
Look that fun. I'd rather play Penny or Venom, where they're like totally different.
Because I feel like for those characters, you're not really like an offensive player. You're more just a defensive attacking player more than
yeah.
Like Penny is more attacking, Hulk's more attacking, like Venom is also more attacking. But yeah, those guys with the shields are just more of the protect people in those areas,
I guess, and like push up,
yeah,
determine like
help to push,
aggressive,
like help to push, and then just kind of
protect. Like I don't even know what to do.
No,
honestly, no. As a tank, back up,
stop.
And when do you switch over to attack? I don't know. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, well, with Strange, it's interesting because you actually use the shield as like an animation cancel. There's all these like weird little tricks of the trade that you got to learn. And with Strange, that's why you see them put up their shield for like a half second. Mm. And then they go back to, because if you just do primary, it's like slow. But if you do primary shield primary, it's like a quarter of a second faster.
Whoa.
For Strange, could you put the portals on the ground?
I think you can put them wherever the fuck you want. I mean, I just...
Because why wouldn't you just put it on the ground on objective and just put the other one off the map so when people run around objective, they just fall through and...
I don't know. Maybe you should try it.
I should.
I don't think why not.
Fuck it.
Maybe it doesn't allow you to put one on the point? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
You set a trap, though. Like, whatever. However they come back to the point, you put it, yeah. like, the bottom of the stair or whatever.
Yeah.
Got him.
Got his ass.
Dummy.
Have you guys seen the clips of the Strange putting like the portals on the floor at spawn? Mm-mm. And then like the whole team fucking just ran out and just died?
Oh, you know, I think I've seen something seen it on similar.
My They just fall off the map.
Yeah, it's just hilarious.
Especially if there's a Strange on your team and a Strange on their team, like just trusting a portal blindly.
Yeah. Well, then you can always just counter it and just shoot through the portal they put down and just shoot the person who's, like how you said, like when Punisher puts his turret down, just counter it.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot right back at him.
Dude, Iron Fist.
She fun, fun, fun.
He's a real problem.
Pretty much, dude. He can self-heal too, which is what I like. Like, right, that's his self-heal.
Rocket can self-heal too.
Yeah. But as a non-healer, being able to self-heal is...
It's huge. Well, especially him because he's super mobile and he's like,
dude, you can
ideally
run on walls.
Going back line, huh?
You can run on walls.
Yeah. And I'm saying that makes it hard for your team to heal you because mm-hmm. you're like inside and past them. So like it's different healing a tank who's right in front of you. That's like easy.
Yeah.
But getting the guys that are running Spider-Man and shit like that is tough.
Impossible. Yeah.
And then they die and they're like trash heals. Where's the heels, man?
It's like, oh, maybe,
I can't see.
Maybe because you were 300 meters away from wherever the fuck I was.
Maybe because you're right in their spawn. You, yeah.
Maybe you slung three webs as far as yeah. you could away from me. Just swung yourself into their spawn.
Now, for real, chat is so toxic in this game, dude.
I haven't even.
People talk so much shit, and they're all trash, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd always be the people that have got, like, 4 hours in competitive that just be doing the most in chat rooms
talking all that shit, not willing to play healer.
Damn, three tanks.
I played a little Luna yesterday. It was cool.
Yeah,
she can do some damage.
Luna's good.
Damn,
James, if you had a bachelor party, where would you want to go?
Church.
Take me to church.
Bible study group.
C group.
Yeah. Ain't no place I'd rather be. Probably go international, you know?
Shh. Hong Kong?
Dubai?
Dubai?
Hong Kong, Tijuana.
Dubai with the fellas. You can't even... Can't you not drink in Dubai, or is that...
That's Utah.
That's Utah? No, that maybe I'm thinking of the UAE. I don't know if that's Dubai.
Dubai's a city. I think Dubai is a city in the UAE, in the Arab Emirates.
Because it's always like a conflict, like around the World Cup stuff, right? Where it's like no alcohol sponsors, or like people not, they don't serve, you know, you can't drink.
Islam, yeah, you can't. No, Mormons can't drink either. Can't even have caffeine
or nicotine. Yeah, I mean, that's just a fucking scam.
No coffee?
Yeah. Yeah. They can soak, though.
Yeah.
I don't think they're supposed to be doing that.
You always hear like some dumb Mormon stories, like, oh yeah, like soaking stories. Then you have your buddy at the bottom of the mattress.
At the
like,
I've heard
kicking
those
up the mattress.
Technically, we didn't do anything.
Dude, you're already like, you're right there. Just go for it.
What's the worst that can happen?
Burning seven rings of hell or whatever they believe. You know, they wear special underwear too.
Yeah.
What?
Mormon, there's Mormon underwear.
Yeah.
No lie.
Then the guy at
the
Spectrum...
What's the concept of this underwear?
I don't remember. Huh?
The guy at the Spectrum would wear it.
Who?
I forgot his name.
Michael Bogue?
Yes.
Yeah, he would wear it.
Michael Bogue.
What a pull.
That name... No,
that
tell
was
me
clutch.
That wasn't a pull.
That was clutch. That guy from the Spectrum... Oh, yeah, that guy.
Because I pictured him and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's a...
He played volleyball. Yeah, volleyball.
It's very conservative. They actually all wear that underneath their clothes.
Get the fuck out of
here. He would
wear
that under his uniform at work.
No lie.
Dude, and that name, like, I know if as soon as I see him, I would know exactly who it is, but I cannot put a name to that face right now.
He was a morning
captain.
Volleyball
player.
Probably Kyle's cousin. I'm kidding.
Otherwise known as a temple garment. They are viewed as a symbolic reminder of the covenants made in temple ceremonies and are seen as a symbolic and or literal source of protection from evils of the world.
Whoa.
Even with skid marks?
Yeah.
So I still get protection.
Sucks ass to be all white, dude, because, yeah, you're not getting away with nothing.
Yeah, can I get at least get black shorts or something? Y'all got to work with me on this one.
Brown would be best.
Yellow in the front.
Hey, you got a custom one.
Let's say hypothetically someone has a lot of diarrhea. What color should I get?
And Pepto-Bismol is not available.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, no, I did not know that. Learn something new every day, am I right?
Yep. I don't think I can do that.
Oh, wear underwear? You just raw dog it right now? How much? Okay. I have a new segment. It's a small segment, but I want to see just a question. It's a quiz question, if you will. Ooh. What is a shillelagh?
Is that a musical instrument?
No.
Let's see. Maybe ukulele? Shillelagh?
Shillelagh. Shillelagh. It's Irish. Just a word I heard recently that caught my ear.
I think it's what I did to your mom last night.
Come in 3 seconds. Disappointer. Yeah.
A shillelagh.
Dude, every time we play this game, they'll be coming in 30 seconds. We always joke about it. What are you, a porn star? 30 seconds. The fuck? Freaking superhero, dude.
Yeah, no wonder they're all superheroes in this game.
Who's ult is that?
No,
shillelagh.
No idea.
Yeah, you definitely got me.
Shillelagh
is a walking stick. An Irish walking stick.
Hmm.
A walking stick, huh?
That's right.
Interesting.
How much money right now, cash holder, for you to eat 1,000 milligram edible? Let's just say you're going to be really uncomfortable for like 48 plus hours.
$0. I'm not doing it.
You wouldn't take $6 million? Everything has a price.
1,000 milligrams.
1,000. You're not gonna die. It's just gonna be fucking terrible.
The thing is that it's probably not gonna last 48 hours. It's probably gonna last closer to 12.
I don't know. People always say that when they take a shit ton, lasts a really long time.
That sounds so uncomfortable. I mean, for me, I'm probably not even. Bands? I'm not even considering it if it's. I'm trying to. See, whenever you ask these questions, I always try to flip it. Like, oh, what's the rock bottom I would take?
That's the real question: is what's the minimum amount? If you and another guy were standing right here and I had to pay one of you to do it, I'd have to get to the bottom dollar. Who's going to get paid? To put it in perspective, a normal edible is like 10, 20 milligrams.
Is it really?
Yeah, you can eat multiple of them, but...
Yeah. 1,000?
1,000 milligram.
I mean, I think somebody's going to outbid me lower, but probably like 50K.
I think someone would do it for less. I'll do it for 49K.
Yeah. Yeah. And they can do it. You know, they can do it. They can have that
They're
one.
They're so not there. Like, I'll do it for $5.
That's the thing. Like,
well, some people are like.
Like, if someone really wanted to do it, I'd be like, hey, man, that's on you. Like, you know, but even, dude, even 50, I'm like, ugh, like. I would feel like an idiot if I was the highest bidder. That sounds awful.
Fuck.
I mean, like, you know that you're just going to be uncomfortably high, and then you're going to take a nap, and then you're going to wake up, and you're
so
still going to be, like, so uncomfortable.
It sounds terrible. And it's not like smoking where, like, it goes away in, like, 2 hours. This is, like, it's going to last.
No, it's not going to hit you until, like, 2 hours later. I mean...
So you already got 2 hours of anxiety building up into it.
Yeah. Ugh. That sounds terrible, Rob.
100 thou?
I have no desire.
It's not about desire. It's willingness.
Yeah, and you have to give an answer, Rob. That's how these questions work.
You could say a billion. I'm not going to believe you, but you could say a billion. It's not incriminating.
Go for a few mil.
A few mil.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think you do it for $10,000.
Dude, dead serious, if you offer me $10,000 to do that right now, no. Zero chance.
Come on.
No.
No. What am I supposed to do with all this stuff in my pocket?
Yeah. Well, I came here. You don't want to go to outer space, man?
Yeah, no, you're gonna visit a different planet.
Different solar system. All right, would you rather have three legs, one arm, or three arms and one leg?
Three legs, one arm, you said?
You can have three legs, or you can have one arm, or the third option would be three arms and one leg.
I don't think legs. I don't think I'm ever going one leg ever.
I don't think one leg was an option, but you have three arms.
Yeah.
One leg, yeah, mobility's gone. Like,
you need your legs.
I'll take the three legs.
Three legs. Where would it go? Three legs.
Right where my cock is.
Would you think you'd be faster? You'd be like, you'd have a gallop.
Yeah.
Now you got to buy three shoes. Yeah. Is it a left foot or a right foot? Or is it
it's a neutral. Middle foot? It's a neutral. Middle foot.
Or is it like behind you? Like, you kind of just lean back on
it. Like a kangaroo tail.
Yeah, what if it's like strong? Yeah, no one sneak up on you. Kick him. Or yeah, you could have it face the other direction.
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, just right below, right in between your two legs.
Yeah. I mean, that's where naturally I think it would go.
Whatever's going to make me run faster.
Probably that one.
Yeah. can it go where my other arm would be?
Ooh.
I'm going to say, yeah, we're going to make it so you can put your third leg wherever you'd like to.
Oh, interesting.
That would be fucking nuts. You have a leg arm?
Hey, dude, you can really three leg gallop around.
Yeah.
Dude, I feel like a leg on your arm, that could do some serious damage. I mean,
is that considered still a kick or a punch?
It's probably going to fuck up your joint, though. Like, imagine, like, because your shoulder joint, like, having a leg instead of an arm, like, that joint.
Your shoulder is a lot more flexible than your hip, for sure. Like, range of motion.
Yeah.
But I see what you're
saying. Not that. It's, like, the weight and, like, just having to support that.
But, I mean, the goal would be four legs. No arms.
That's the dream, huh?
Run like a horse? Gallop?
Woo, look at me!
That should be a superpower.
That's my ult.
Look, it's four leg. Four leg Jimmy. There he is. What's a superpower? Looking fucking stupid.
Derp.
Hey, you can never crank your hog again.
You think anything will stop me?
Yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? We're talking to this guy. He'll find a way, dude. He'll find a way.
I'm surprised you didn't do three arms.
It's like, Rob, it's literally the first thing he's going to figure out. He's like, how am I going to beat my meat?
I mean, you're not thinking about it at least a little bit? Yeah, you guys like that text?
That was funny.
Let's hit us with a trivia, huh?
There's no trivia today. There's just gifts for groomsmen today.
Fuck, did my phone go?
Okay.
They're losing shit.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Oh, Max had a good question. One food for the rest of your life that's calorie free.
Doing all of this
we
last
did that
week?
Last week.
We did it last week?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did, huh?
Yeah.
He said ice cream.
I chose burgers.
No, and then we brainstormed and we said, what about booze? You can have booze calorie free. One. Yeah, that would be the move.
And then I said it'd be nice too if it was hangover free. I'd fucking take that. Get absolutely schmammered and go to work the next day, like feeling just as shitty as you normally would. Just as shitty as I normally feel. I remember one day in 2020, I don't know what happened, but I got like the best sleep I've ever. I remember the day. It was so good that I'm in the morning. I'm like, damn, I feel fucking. Maybe someone gave me an edible. I don't know. But I was
1,000 milligrams.
I was feeling great. That's crazy, huh?
Because you got such good sleep.
I don't know. Just, yeah, maybe just like. I don't know. I have no idea. I felt fucking completely rested, 110% rested. I never feel like that.
Really? Dude, that's so interesting. And now, even with the watch now, do you ever have any desire to like try and get like better sleep scores?
I don't wear my watch to sleep.
Oh. Yeah, no, me and I were always like, what's your score? Like, you know.
Well, what is your score?
So I got really good. I actually did get really good sleep last night. So
did you go to bed at like 9 o'clock?
Yeah. So my duration was 9 hours and 28 minutes.
Holy shit, dude.
From 8:50 to 6:20.
8:50 you went to bed?
Yeah.
Went to bed at like 11.
Yeah.
Right? Woke up at 5:30. Feeling terrible.
I got an hour and 18 minutes of deep sleep, 6 hours and 5 minutes of light sleep, and 2 hours and 5 minutes of REM.
Seems like a lot. Yeah,
the REM is what's really impressive about this last night's sleep. A lot of times you'll get like around like an hour, like an hour 15, something like that. But yeah, anything over an hour and a half is like, yeah, you got a shit ton of sleep.
Well, how great do you feel today?
I felt amazing today. Yeah.
Feel like $1,000,000 when you wake up?
Yeah. But so the score for that was 88 out of 100.
Wow, that's just an 88?
Yeah. Honestly, it's not even like the hours. It's like how much deep sleep and REM you can get.
How do you control that?
It's just you. It's literally all of just the things that you've ever heard of before, like going to bed at a regular time, having a temperature controlled room, like Not exposing yourself to screens before bed. Like,
gotta play Rivals though.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah, Rivals, Crankog, 11:30, go to sleep.
But like, if you ever watch, or like, you know, people that are sleep experts, they talk about it. It's basically like, yeah, you just have to do the same things like over and over and over to like train your body to get good sleep.
Yeah, I always hear the, like, an hour before bed, read a book, don't look at screens.
Yeah.
Cool, dark room.
Mm-hmm.
You expect me to fucking read a book?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, and
you don't look at your phone before you go to
that's,
bed.
That's yeah. the so
that's what, like impossible
what,
not to.
What I've started doing, and I'm not like perfect at it, but honestly, what helps me a little bit is wearing blue light glasses. So that's kind of like a, so it's like a bit of a compromise, right? So instead of just not being on my phone,
gay?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, sorry, they're not super cool, but...
Before bed, you're wearing your glasses?
But, like, so the rule of thumb that... I mean, so, like, the other thing, too, for improving sleep is, like, you typically don't want to have any food 3 hours before you go to bed. You don't want to have any fluids 2 hours before bed, and you don't want to
have...
That's
insane, dude.
And you don't want to be on any sort of screens an hour before bed.
Sometimes I'm a fucking superhero. No water 2 hours before bed.
That one's really hard.
That's
for me
insane.
Too.
Yeah. I am dying of thirst sometimes before bed.
I know. I'm the same
That's
way.
Like,
because
yeah, I have to go to bed with water next to me. And
it sounds silly, but the truth is that like if you drink too much fluids, then you interrupt your sleep because you have to wake up, go to the bathroom. It's super common.
I don't get up.
I just pee the bed.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm not perfect at it, but I definitely try to wear the blue light glasses as much as possible. I try to have early dinners as much as possible. The food one's not super difficult, but yeah, no, the no fluids and the no screens, that one's, those two are always the really hard ones. And I'm always conscious about it, but I don't hold myself to like a super strict, you know, thing. But I will say that I have been getting much better sleep recently just by training myself to go to bed earlier. Just in general.
So between 7 and 9, you don't drink water.
I try to just stop drinking water like maybe just after dinner, essentially.
Fuck.
Is the way I look at it. Yeah.
It's just so hard to deprive your body of water when you want it, because it feels like it goes against every being of your body is like satisfy this.
Yeah.
Very easy to fix urge that's going to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Like, takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely the phone is obviously a huge fucking problem. Like,
yeah.
Doom scrolling right before you go to sleep. I do that fucking every night. What a waste of fucking time and energy that is. I respect the people that, I should also do this, is plug in my phone across the fucking room.
Oh, that's smart.
Put it away. Like, you plug it in and you set your alarm and you go to sleep. And that way, when you wake up, you have to stand up and go get your fucking phone.
Sounds like ass.
It does. And that means that you're going to bed without having your phone like within hand's reach of you, you know? That way yeah. you're not just like lay there for 5 minutes and then you're like, oh, I'm going to look at my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten anything higher than, not much higher. I don't think I've ever gotten anything higher than 90 before. I just checked my watch. I've gotten an 89 before. I don't know what that looks like, but.
You got 9.5 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
Dude, that's Damn. Crazy.
Yeah.
Mia, what's your best score? Oh, she's working on it.
Right? She actually got... So, Mia is notorious for not getting good sleep, like, almost ever. Because especially
ever?
Because she tends to maybe go to bed, like, a hair later than me. It just depends. But she'll go... But she does the super early wake-up calls for work. Like, there's a lot of, like, she usually has to be on her computer before 6 most days.
Fuck.
Because she has meetings that are based on the East Coast at that time.
Fuck.
And so she's notorious for getting like terrible sleep, but just last night she actually got an 88 score, which is really high for her, I would imagine. That's why the watches are so interesting, because it'll tell you like your body battery and like your training readiness, and when you get like a good night's sleep, like your body battery and just your training readiness goes through the roof. But if you get a shitty night's rest, it's basically like just take it easy today, you know.
Well, it ruins like everything.
Yeah.
So your body battery level, your BBL, you can check it. See how thick you are.
Yeah.
Dr. Miami.
Yeah. So interesting, though. It's like when you actually see like a score associated with it, you're like, oh, damn, like I really do need to like, I want to get this up a little bit.
Yeah. I should wear it to sleep. I'm going to wear it to sleep tonight and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting because it's like it'll, you know, you'll make an observation like maybe you didn't get enough deep sleep, or it's like, you know what, and then, you know, then you go in the rabbit hole of like, oh, why did I not get good deep sleep? And then it's like, oh, how do I improve that? Or and then, but then what happens is when you get a good night's rest, you're like, damn, I want that again, like, because that shit was nice.
I mean, I'm telling you, I'm still thinking back to 5 years ago when I had one. I wish I wore my BBL then. Fuck, what was I going to say? Damn it. I lost it, whatever.
You were going to talk about all the running that you've been doing.
No, no one cares about that. Sleep. Oh, I was going to say, didn't you guys sleep shitty when we worked valets? Like, just staying up late all the time?
Yeah.
I still sleep. Fucks with your
sleep. I still sleep shitty.
Yeah, I mean,
you got kids though too. Like, yeah. How the fuck do you sleep in with kids?
You don't.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was about to say with kids, it's a whole, kids, I would fucking imagine it's wake a whole up, different game.
Kids wake up at like fucking 5 a.m. sometimes.
I think I'm usually up around 6 every day, regardless of
it's early.
What time I went to bed.
Well, because like the whole school grind, it's like, oh, like, yeah, you got to be up so early because it's like they got to eat, they got to get ready. It's like, you got to eat, you got to get ready, you know, take them.
I don't eat breakfast.
You don't even eat breakfast?
What? No.
But you, but I'm assuming the kids have breakfast.
Yeah, better get it than themselves. I think they're old enough to grab a bowl and get some cereal and milk.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because they also wake up at 6. Elijah is good. He'll wake up to his alarm, shower, get ready, and just chill.
Dang. Yeah.
Malachi is the one that struggles in the morning. Like,
Malachi is the younger adult one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, because they're not... How old is Elijah?
He'll be 9 in June.
Okay, so yeah, he's definitely getting close to that. I mean, but that's still really impressive for a 9-year-old to be able to do that.
Do your kids pack their own lunches?
No.
I had to do that as a kid.
Oh, really?
Fucking sucked, yeah.
I would just starve myself and then use my allowance money on Taco Bell after school was out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not buying shitty cafeteria food. I'm getting a fucking double bean and cheese burrito from Taco Bell for $1.
I remember that Taco Bell had the drive-thru right on the street, basically. And people, the amount of kids would walk by and, burrito! You know, they'd yell shit out while people are ordering.
I kind of got to.
Look at a Donkey Dick. Is that the guy's name we saw? People's names on Rivals are fucking wild, bro. People don't hold, and Call of Duty, but people just don't hold back.
Well, I feel like Call of Duty was
a lot of racism worse, but... and 69 420 kind of jokes, you know.
Yeah.
See that? Yeah, Mr. Key Dick was pretty cool.
Don Key Dick.
Whose name was Don? Yeah, last name Key Dick. She was hilarious.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some funny ones. I'm always more fascinated by the ones that have similar names to like whatever we have. Like whenever I ran into like a, because your name in Call of Duty was Mantis Toboggan. Oh, yeah, Mantis. So when I ran into a Dr. Toboggan, I was like, whoa.
What are the odds?
Sick reference. I've never seen a Gene Parmesan.
No, that shit was hilarious. No.
How am I number 6? I couldn't take Gene Parmesan.
Yeah. Somebody got it.
Bastard. I got to change my name. I don't know what I'm going to change it to. But
I think you got
to
pay money for that.
You have like 5.
Oh, then I'm not doing it.
You have to pay for that.
Yeah, you're going to be Gene Parmesan 6 for life, fam.
Dude, I'd rather buy a skin than fucking pay to change my name. I don't know how much skins
the,
are.
The skins are probably not cheap.
Dude, to get the black Moon Knight skin, you have to have the battle pass.
How much is Battle Pass?
I'm not buying it. $10
per season or something?
Fuck that.
Yeah, I ain't spending a dime. I feel like with all of the games that are free to play Battle Pass style or like buy skins, I never buy anything. I'm like, nope, not buying it.
I've definitely spent money on Fortnite.
Yeah.
You got kids and shit, though.
Even before that, I was buying skins.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the principle and the model of the game of like, oh, it cost me $0. I'm willing to spend $0 more to play this game.
Yeah.
Even though it really should be like, I want to support this game, I'll spend money. Fuck Call of Duty. Fuck buying them skins because you already bought the fucking game.
Yeah.
That's probably how it should be.
It amazes me how there's people out there that like, you know, some creators or whatever have like their own like code for like games, like that people help them out that way too and donate to their streams.
Well, that was a big
shit.
Thing to in Fortnite. Yeah, the creator codes, dude. Those creators, they've in their heyday, like whenever they get those big viewerships, they made so much money.
Yeah.
I was watching a clip recently of Myth. Do you remember Myth?
Rob,
he was a Fortnite streamer, and he got really popular because at the time he was like just as good, if not better, than Ninja, and Ninja was like the biggest guy. So then he kind of was like, whatever. I mean, even though Ninja was pulling in crazy numbers, but this guy Myth was like really popular, and like whatever. When the game kind of fell apart and Activision launched a new Call of Duty, he said that Activision paid him $250,000 to play Call of Duty for like, damn, I don't know however long it was, but like,
how long are we talking? Like 2 hours or like 10 days? How long are we talking?
Does it fucking matter? Like,
yeah, I'm just curious.
I mean, I don't think he went into that detail, but basically, like, yeah, I mean, it was in his contract. I'm sure he had to play a certain amount of hours or whatever, and on certain, like on launch day, it's like a big one, because it's like they're just trying, because so Activision, they just like, this is kind of like Apex Legends was really the first game that started it, where they signed the creators to play the game, and when they got enough of them, then all of a sudden the category was through the roof. So then you have all of these internet personalities playing your game, and then it made and got the downloads through the roof, and then yeah, that's when everyone gets the battle pass, and then they make money like that.
Did you guys ever get into Apex?
Yeah,
sure,
a little bit. It was pretty fun.
Apex was fun. I mean, I don't know, I kind of had issues with like, I didn't really like the whole just like the whole kit and just the movement of it, I didn't enjoy as much. Yeah. But the gunplay was really fun.
Wasn't a huge fan. I had it, but
I feel like it was a nice middle ground between like Warzone trying to be like realistic, and then Fortnite's just like goofy, cartoony.
Well, it was a fun beat, like especially for a battle royale too. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm. It's not Warzone, but yeah. We ever gonna play that again?
I'm always down.
We could be playing Rivals, though.
That's fun.
Yeah, Rivals is it, though.
What about Helldivers 2? You guys hear about that?
Played it once.
The look on Blake's face. Y'all be playing that game or what?
Yo, I've been playing a little bit. Just a little
That's
bit.
That's what I heard.
Just a little bit.
I don't know shit about it.
No?
No. Fun?
It's
care to share? Surprise, you're holding back.
It's no, it's just a different type of game than I usually play. So it's
about democracy.
It's definitely about democracy. There's a lot of democracy involved.
Really?
Yeah, it's an open world type of game, democracy. And you know, you basically just start missions and kind of collect you basically collect items that will boost your score for the mission, and then you basically unlock. The fun part of the game is really like your I don't even know what it's called, but it's basically like your control panel, and you bring these like unlocks that you've earned through buying, like from earning money in missions or whatever, and you can get these like really cool like airstrikes and shit that help you like eliminate a bunch of enemies, and that's the really fun part. The only thing I will say that I haven't enjoyed about the game is that it's how would I even say this? It's hard to survive, and there's a lot of dying involved, so then you're dying, respawning, and sometimes the game can get kind of difficult in that way, but if you have really good power-ups and you can use your control panel to like launch a bunch of airstrikes and shit, then it's like you can escape some really squirrely situations, and that part is definitely fun.
It's like an FPS or...
I think it's third person.
It's a third person game.
But are you mostly playing like multiplayer or PvP kind of thing? Or like
Was it teams of four and you're versing aliens?
You can, yeah. I mean, it's like aliens or bugs. It's more like bugs.
It's bugs, like, but it's yeah.
But it's definitely fun as a team environment for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not the kind of game I would play just by myself.
I never play Rivals by myself.
Yeah, even right. Yeah, I mean, honestly, with any video game,
Call of Duty, I haven't been playing.
The only game that I ever played by myself is Civilization. Just launched the 7th version too.
That's what I was gonna ask. Are you playing the new one?
No, I haven't bought it. I don't know if I will, just because it's
the time suck, right?
$70. Yeah. Well, especially with Civ, the thing about Civ is that it's so intense with like the learning curve. There's so many like. You can micro every little decision in Civ, and being a new title, you know, they mess around with everything, so it's almost like having to relearn the whole game again. And that experience, it's fun if you have time, but also it's like, well, you know, I already know how I am. It's like, I want to play Marvels with the boys, I want to play Helldivers, you know, I want, like, if Annie's on, and it's like, you know, I want to play these other games with friends rather than just like solo grind a game that I know is going to take me a lot of time to get used to the new layout. But I will say that I really do enjoy the Civ title. It's really fun. I do like playing that game. Just if nobody's on.
Seems like a solo game.
It's honestly even more fun with other people. But the thing is, it's like, you think Monopoly is bad. Like, oh my God. Like, if you were playing with other people, I mean, you could go days without finishing a game in Civilization.
That's what's sick about Rivals. You don't have to unlock shit. You just, all the characters unlock, you just play right away.
Yeah.
It's definitely a learning curve as far as like each player and like the positions. But as far as like not having to unlock anything,
it's nice.
It's awesome.
It's nice.
You walk right into it.
I mean, they really did. They did a great job. I mean, the game, it's like the quick cues, the games are short, or like they give you like just enough, right? The fights are intense enough and that they're fun, where there's decision making involved and you can make really cool plays. And it's like you said, like there's no unlocks or something you have to grind. Like, you get to just enjoy the game.
Yeah, there is no grind of 10th prestige. It's just like, just hop on and fucking play.
Yeah.
It's great. I remember watching this before we started playing and thinking of how visually stimulating it is. You definitely get used to it, but like,
yeah,
when we were watching, like before we started playing, I'm like, what the fuck is this, bro? The amount of like visuals and audio is fucking crazy.
There's a lot.
You show this to someone from like 30 years ago, blow their fucking head off. How much is going on?
Yeah.
There is a lot. There is a
sometimes in the middle of a convoy, like, you're at like the last 5% and everyone's ulting and like it goes fucking crazy.
It is interesting. I've been watching a lot of How I Met Your Mother and it's just so interesting. Like they were getting to episodes now where it's like they finally have an iPhone and you're like, oh my God, like
throwback.
It's just a super throwback. You see them popping in like VHS tapes and stuff to rewatch Star Wars and stuff like that.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's do it. Episode, damn, we're getting close to 95. Where are we at? 93. Episode 93 of the Bump and Run Boys podcast. If you guys enjoyed, leave a like, subscribe, send us an email, do all of that good stuff. It's your boy Blake.
Your boy Rob.
And Goose.
Peace.
Peace.